So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Next up on content creation tips is to re-promote existing content. So that's one of the things we've actually just talked about, which was not just repurposing content and turning it into an MP3 or a short form video lasting a few minutes, but you could also re-promote existing content. So if we did go back to the YouTube channel that we just looked at, I've got old content that we can actually put out there onto social media. And again, stop putting the years on. This is me telling me, by the way. Stop putting years on, because you can't, you know, the time scale is unimportant, because the attention is the currency was accurate in 2022. It's even more accurate in 2023, but now we've put a year on it, we can't do that anymore. But old content that you've created, like we've got 8 years worth of podcasts. So I, for example, could go back out and look at one of my older podcasts, okay? And I could post that onto social media. Well, what we'd probably do is we'd embed it on my website and then we'd post it out onto social media. And some of those older podcasts that we did, maybe interviews, maybe the top ones that, you know, got the most listens or downloads or whatever, they're the ones that we might then want to re-promote, because they're the ones that got the most views and that we know that people are liking. But obviously, they still have to be relevant to today. So going back to 8 years ago, you know, we did one called about Brexit, for example. Brexit hadn't even happened at that point. There's no point in re-releasing that one. Although, actually, that actually might be quite relevant, given what a piece of junk Brexit turns out to be. Who would have guessed that leaving our biggest trading partner would have screwed so many businesses? Wow, that's just, what a surprise. That's sarcasm, by the way. So you've got this opportunity to re-promote existing content. And you know what? Nobody was watching it the first time you did it, or the second or the third, right? So if you've got videos that are actually still relevant today that are maybe 4 years old, and maybe a few more, a few less grey hairs. My daughter was trying to pick out grey hairs yesterday, and I'm like, I'm not going to have any hair left. But as long as you're not completely different. if you lost 40 pounds and people don't recognise you anymore, you know, people don't know it's you. But you can take that content from a long time ago and you can push it straight back out. And then the only thing I would say is on Facebook, for example, people don't like, you know, 3 or 4 videos going out every single day. But on Twitter, you know, I was looking at Grant Cardone's. He's got like between 12 and 18 pieces of content going out on Twitter every single day. And usually it's just a load of bollocks. It's just be strong, be powerful. Today's your day. It's all that motivational claptrap. But actually, you know, Grant, for example, would do much better promoting some of his content and breaking it down into little snippets, little video snippets. And he should be doing more of that on Twitter. Twitter is like this feed that it just goes and goes and goes, right? Like, I've got 14,000 connections on Twitter. Like, you know, if I see a post from earlier this morning and I want to go back to that post, I've got no chance of finding it, because my feed just goes like this. And if you imagine that your feed also goes like that as well, me posting 22 times on Twitter, you're probably only going to see it once anyway. So it makes no difference. Post as many times as you can on those platforms. LinkedIn's slightly different and Facebook's slightly different, but Instagram is the same. You can do it on Instagram and you can do it on Twitter 100%, absolutely, for sure. And so you can actually get some of that content re-promoted, put out there. And this, again, it's all about attention and it's all about you creating as much content to get eyeballs on who you are, to build those connections so that at some point someone's going to make contact, going to buy from you, whatever it is you happen to sell. And that's how you're going to grow your business this year. All right, hope that's useful. We will catch it with you probably tomorrow. Have a good one in the meantime and take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.